Now on Marlow FM, we turn our attention to one of Britain's most cherished pastimes, walking and rambling. For nearly 90 years, the Ramblers Association has championed the rights of walkers, ensuring access to our beautiful countryside and protecting the paths that crisscross our nation. Today, I'm talking with Malcolm Stone, who's the Membership Secretary of the East Berkshire Ramblers, to find out about the history of the organisation, its significant achievements, and their vital role in keeping Britain walking. Hello, Malcolm. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Chris.
Well, let's go right back to the point, in fact, before the Ramblers Association itself was formed. But what was the reason and how did it come about?
The Ramblers was formed in 1935, 3 years after the mass kinder trespass ignited the debate about the right to roam across the countryside. Landowners were trying to enclose their property when there was access to their land. 400 ramblers in the Peak District climbed up to this moorland plateau called Kinder Scout, and eventually they overcame the landowners who had tried to turn them back with their gamekeepers. But the big issue was that five members of the protest were actually arrested and jailed for between 2 and 6 months. Now, this was headline news across Britain, and it unleashed a wave of public sympathy. And they're thinking, you know, the big landowners against the little man. And it brought attention to the cause. And in fact, later that year, only a couple of months later, over 10,000 people attended an access rally in nearby Winnetts Pass, which, if you don't know it, is a very steep, narrow pass. So that brought about, in 1935, after the Kinder trespass, the formation of the Ramblers, which for the next at least 50 years were at the forefront of the fight for greater access to the countryside. And in 1949, we saw our greatest triumph at the time, which was the National Parks and Access to the Countryside Act. From helping to create our current national treasured national parks like Dartmoor, is to protecting 145,000 miles of rights of way. Now, these are called public rights of way, and we have directly campaigned, and the Act introduced the Countryside Code. Now, the Countryside Code is, if you're going to be a walker, you've got to be responsible when you're accessing, for instance, farmers' lands, which has got crops in it, and therefore you've got to keep to the actual footpath. And in 1985, we launched Forbidden Britain, which was a new campaign to revive the spirit of kinder and bang the drum for the freedom to roam.
And I think I'm right that at the turn of the century, there was yet another achievement.
Absolutely. The Countryside and Rights of Way Act in 2000 was a significant victory for the Ramblers. 3 million acres were opened up for public access for the very first time, and we were given the legal right to freely walk over mountain, moor, heath and down. The freedom to roam had finally been established.
How did you get the government on your side? Because it would have needed them to be able to allow these acts to be passed.
It would, but I think just at that time, it would appear that, you know, the government and the politicians were receptive to the ideas that we were putting across.
We're talking about mainly rural areas, but is it true to say that in more recent years you've also been talking about urban areas as well?
Urban areas, yes. Mm-hmm. If we do shorter walks, we're trying to get individual groups of the Ramblers have done initiatives where they have tried to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. Now, it just occurs to me now that one of the very interesting facts is that the current president of the Ramblers is blind. And while he is president, obviously, that'll be one of his aims to try and be more inclusive.
You're involved with the East Berkshire Ramblers Association.
Yes.
So
yes.
What sort of area does that mean that you cover?
Well, in general terms, it's the Chilterns. Mm-hmm. We have about just over 300 members, and they're a mixture of short and long walkers. Mm-hmm. Go-to places are like Henley to get to Hambledon,
yes.
Picture Postcard Village, and Marlow, where we will go up through Marlow to Lane End, Cadmore End, and do walks from that area. Also, West Wickham, down near Piddington, is where we would start some walks as well.
Oh, we are lucky to have so many really nice areas to walk in the Chilterns. Well, Malcolm, I think this is a moment when we can pause for some music. But when we come back, I'd like to find out more about becoming a member and more about the detail of the walks themselves. But first, these are the Pretenders.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
I'm